Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with all your latest news. The Ethical Standards Command will investigate a fatal police shooting in regional Queensland today. Police officers shot and killed a man at a rest stop on the side of the Bruce Highway south of Gladstone this morning. The highway is still closed in both directions and a diversion's in place. Meanwhile, Queensland's got a new police commissioner, kind of. The interim commissioner, Steve Golcheski, has got the call-up for the top job. He says combating domestic and family violence will be a priority for himself and the entire organisation going forward.
Much more needs to be done for the victims of domestic and family violence, to make sure that the perpetrators are held to account and can change what they do, but also for our police.
Meanwhile, a massive police operation will take place on the Gold Coast next week. Whisky Legion will see officers from multiple departments saturate the GC's known crime hotspots with high-visibility patrols. To other news now, and the woman accused of murdering three relatives with poisonous mushrooms has appeared in court via a video link. Aaron Patterson's lawyers have opted for a regional hearing despite a faster option being available in Melbourne. And finally, the government's aiming for a second budget surplus next month, but the Treasurer admits it's an uphill battle. Jim Chalmers says cost of living relief remains a priority despite a global economic slowdown.
We want to make sure that it's designed the right way to take the edge off inflation rather than add to it. We want our cost of living help to be part of the solution to inflation rather than part of the problem.
Broncos number 9 Billy Walters says he didn't get any extra kudos from Kevy following the weekend's 34-10 rout of the Canberra Raiders. Billy, who capitalised on a beautiful little chip and chase to himself in the 28th minute, says it wasn't enough to impress the coach.
Well, he actually told me during the week that my kicking licence is gone, I'm not allowed to kick anymore, and then I got into half-time and I said, sure, I got it back now, and he said, nah, not yet.
Meanwhile, there'll be no Origin comeback for Kalyn Ponga this year. He's set to be spending months on the sidelines. The Knights fullback suffered a serious injury to his right foot during Sunday's loss to the Doggies.